Can you suggest how I get my brain to start accepting positive thoughts about myself? Should I be writing them over and over, repeating affirmations? How do you do it? Yep. That's it. If you take the self-sabotage course, we're going to be talking, like, you will learn the four-step process, but it's basically super simple. You're going to come up with stuff you want to believe about yourself, and then you're going to have to tell yourself that shit every single time the old shit comes up for as long as it takes, which is probably years. I'm just going to tell you, and y'all don't need to get sad about it, because I love me. I love me a lot. But most of the time, I love me because the first thought is like, well, you suck at that, or ugh, your legs look like shit. Like, it's usually, like, that's just how your brain works, guys. Everybody's brain judges them, and it judges them harshly. Here's why. Back in the day, in like we just did a podcast on this. In 20 BC, you needed to judge everything harshly, because if you walked outside your cave, a puma would come racing out of the bushes to eat your ass. You had to judge berries. You had to judge everything that was going on to keep you safe. We live in 2020. There's no pumas. There's nothing coming at us. The majority, even during the, like, we are all going through a fucking pandemic. And we're going through a pandemic, and guess what? 300 of my closest friends are on a Zoom call getting coached about weight loss. Like, we don't have as much danger as we create for ourselves. So if I don't have someone breaking into my house all the time and cars making me have human frogger when I go for a walk and stuff, guess what my brain does? Oh my God, I wonder what they thought about you. I bet it's pretty shitty. I bet she just thought your ass looked too big to be standing in this grocery line. I think that they're thinking you shouldn't be eating all that stuff. That's what your brain does. Your brain creates the drama. Your job is to hear drama and then redirect. Hear drama and then redirect. The only way you're going to believe the new story is if you tell the new story often enough to where your brain gets automatic at redirecting. I'll let everyone know when old shitty thoughts stop happening. I'm only 15 years in. Just going to like let you know it ain't that bad. I have lots of shady thoughts about myself. I just don't whine about it anymore like y'all do. Like, oh my God, it's not working. Like, you know, I wrote a love letter to myself one time last week, and for some reason, the rest of the week, I beat myself up. Like, yeah. Like, if you had to, like, write your name with your right hand and then write your name with your left hand, that would, like, be you saying, I'm so disappointed that the second time I wrote my name with my left hand, it wasn't easy, automatic, and I was now a lefty. I'm just so upset about that. You would know it's going to take time and practice, and you may never get as good at writing with your left hand, but you do it.